We are at the M-Fest with the band Krizix. Hi.
Hi.
Hello,
hi.
What's up?
Hi. What's up?
Fine, nice show. What do you think about your performance?
Ah, well, it was crazy. It's the first time we've been here in M-Fest and absolutely crazy. The crowd was getting crazy, so we are very happy about this. Hope you enjoy it.
Of course, I saw you in Motocultor.
Yeah.
Couple of weeks ago, and to see you there, a real pleasure to see you a second time. How do you feel to come to play at the M-Fest? It was not expected.
It's not as bigger than as Motocultor, you know, but we enjoyed a lot that gig because it's more familiar, and you can see the expressions of the crowd.
It was supposed to play Rise of the Northstar. Yeah. We love this band. But unfortunately, the singer couldn't attend the show, so it was sooner than expected. We didn't expect to come so sooner, you know, but it's perfect. Yeah, what do you think?
Yes, it's amazing because we just noticed that we have to play about 2 weeks ago or so, so it was really fast to get this information, and that we're really, really glad of being here, and it was a pleasure for us.
A special set list for tonight, or?
Yeah, well, it was the European set list, usual.
One song. We added one song,
yeah.
Scars of the Wolf.
Yeah,
that we hardly ever play, so I don't think it's usual to play this song, and it's been really, really cool. People enjoy it a lot, I think.
People who saw you tonight, it's always like that. Energy, fun on stage. And a little bit messy, but not on the sound. You are really straightforward.
What do you mean messy? Messy,
messy, I mean you jump everywhere.
Okay.
But in the sound, it's always clean and perfect.
Wow, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's because we like jumping and running all over the stage. It's our way to live the music. It's just having fun and enjoying the gig, I think.
Yeah, it's important. Have fun. Have fun, play fast and get crazy.
The idea of the medley and to change instrument, how did you get this crazy idea?
I think because Javi, the drummer, had a band before Krizix, and he was playing the guitar, and it was like, I want to be on the front of the stage, you know, and jumping with you guys, and Why not we do that?
Yes, Javi is the drummer, okay, but he formerly played the guitar, and the singer Huli formerly played bass guitar in other bands. So they were both like, oh, I miss my instrument. So let's do this like spontaneic in on stage. And always work very good. People always is like, oh, I enjoy it a lot. This cover, and for me it's one of the best parts of the show. So I didn't expect never to be a singer with him, but we always enjoy it, so it's like to do something different.
It's like the moment to escape from the routine and do another play another role, and it's like amazing because you can feel I'm on the role of the singer in my case, and in the case of Rakan, I like a lot playing the drums, and he does really, really well. And it's just amazing. It's the best one of the best parts of the show for me too.
It's when everybody sings, you know, when we play covers, and it's recognized songs.
It's cool.
Everybody
it's cool.
Can
it's
cool. Sing.
Yeah.
You go back to Spain tomorrow morning. What are you working on?
Yeah, you know, the music business is very difficult. So now we try to combine the music part with other jobs, shitty jobs, good jobs, but indeed they are jobs. So I've been working for like 5 years or 6 years, you know, delivering pizza. We have a song that talks about it, and it's very funny. I love this job, but I'm quite tired of it, but I will miss it, I'm sure. So tomorrow I have to deliver pizza, and he has to work on the
racetrack.
He's Marshall Rogana.
No, race circuit.
Okay.
Controlling the accidents, you know, and Well, I'm like a traffic light with the flags.
You know, we have to look for some things like this to survive, you know.
And nowadays I'm not working, but I am studying a career, you know, sociology. What is it?
Yeah.
And I have to study a lot. I start the new year about in 2 days or so. So I have to study a lot. It's my life.
He's a young
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
the youngest.
And for the band, any gigs already planned? Or?
No. Right now we are finishing. We have just finished the. To record and mix and master the third album. So now we are focused on this part of
promotion.
Of well, we are still closing the record deal, and you know, you have to plan the release date and the promotion and everything. So we are more focused on this, and then Spanish. We will do another tour, but we don't know. We have to do it step by step. Okay, so. I can give any information further.
It's top secret right now.
Hope to see you next year, of course.
Yeah, okay. Would be awesome, awesome. I'm pretty sure you will see us around very soon. Okay, I cannot say anything.
Top secret. I don't want any trouble, like kill me after the interview or
don't worry.
I will tell you 5 places, and you can pick one to live in these places. You can choose. The Cave of the Flintstone, the Sherwood Forest, the House of Sherlock Holmes in London, the Secret House of Elvis Presley in Antarctica, or the Adams Family Mansion. Where would you like to live?
¿Cómo se pica pedra? The first one, how do you say that in English?
The Flintstone Family?
Yes, right. In Spanish is pica piedra. And... I don't know. I don't want to live with Robin Hood because I don't want to be stolen.
But the trees of the Robin Hood seems like cool place. But I think I will choose London because London has good vibes. So I like London.
Well, Busi actually took my favorite place, so I would. I will say Robin Hood because you know Robin Hood is always stealing a rich person, so I'm not rich. I'm safe in this tree, so it's okay.
Thank you. A last word you would like to say to your French listeners?
See you next time very soon. Thank you for coming, every one of you, and those who still don't know us will see us again for sure, and we'll return to make some noise for you.
Thank you. Merci beaucoup.
Thank you for coming. Bye.